There's a new Canadian Medical Association journal study that shows that the treatment for heart attack survivors could actually increase their risk of cancer. It's actually some of the tests that they undergo that might be exposing them to a higher risk.
Right. This was an epidemiological study. So what they did is they counted people who had these procedures done, which is usually angiograms or other cardiac imaging studies that use a dye to assess the coronary arteries and also the effect on the heart muscle, whether the heart muscle is damaged. And they followed them over a period of time to see if they developed cancers. These were people that didn't have cancer to begin with. And so they found that on average, and they used a measurement, they basically measured the amount of radiation exposure and gave a percentage risk of increased risk of cancer. And these were cancers usually of the abdomen and pelvis, of the chest, those areas. And the number that they gave was 10 millisieverts. It's simply a measurement of radiation equivalent to about a 3% increase in risk. Now, to keep that in perspective, a chest X-ray is 25 to 100 times less in terms of exposure. And the average study patient had about half of that dose on a yearly basis. But the questions that need to be answered with regards to this study are, is there a specific link to cancer? Because there can be confounding factors. We're dealing with people who have heart disease or were at risk of heart disease. And this was done between 1976 and onwards. And so we do know that there are other things associated with cancer risk, that is smoking, sedentary lifestyle, dietary considerations, whether they exercised or not. All these are risk factors for heart disease, but they're also risk factors for developing certain cancers. So we have to determine what we call the confounding factors, what things may also be responsible in that specific population, because we're talking about only cardiac patients. You can't move this over to other populations because you haven't studied those populations and what other diseases they have and other confounding factors. So how do we compare these particular cancer risks? And in fact, the study authors themselves have said that the cancer risk is outweighed by a far margin with the real risk of these people experiencing further heart attacks or even having a heart attack and suffering even more damage and death. And we do know that cardiovascular disease today, the death from cardiovascular disease far outweighs in total all the cancers that people die from in Canada. That's not to minimize anything, but simply to give some perspective as to what we're dealing with. What needs to happen as well is to keep it track of how much radiation someone is exposed to. There's nothing wrong with keeping track of this and also looking at this further to really try to develop specific risk tables, because one study does not give you all you need to know. It simply raises awareness, and it's not to diminish the importance of this study, but rather to keep some perspective and understand that what is being used today is a means of trying to prevent immediate damage to someone, and that there are always risks when you do something, and it's important to ask about the risks, and that they should be further evaluated so that you have more information to provide the patient for them to make good decisions.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.